Do you remember when you saw this performed live at a Timberwolves game, Dan?
I do not, but were the back fat dancers involved?
No, it was the other trip during the Super Bowl.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I do. Just the one where they say yeah a lot?
Yeah. Just the one where they say yeah a lot.
Yeah.
It's 219. Here's Dan.
Just Lil Jon?
Well, yeah, Lil Jon's in here.
All right. I just remember him. Okay, exclusive audio.
Bet you Julie's danced to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm dancing right now.
With a matching shirt.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Yeah.
Well, let's do some yeah audio. So we have a couple new drops to throw in there. Both of those by one Bob Sturm. This one occurred just yesterday. Hold on, Bob. This one occurred yesterday when your voice was coming back. You were out of practice from talking, and you were having crack voice yesterday. First of all, if you've never watched The Wire, I kind of envy you because I thought it was great. It was a great trip. You know, aren't you looking for like a great show that you like? It's not on the same level, but I'm loving Parks and Recs.
Yeah.
That
see.
Yeah, your
the voice.
That was weird.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Le'Veon Bell. So the second
Le'Veon Bell. Yeah.
The second one we have, another yeah for the rotator.
What was the other one? The Cavaliers? No, that was Monty.
Chandler Parsons?
Chandler Parsons.
The second Bob yeah comes from...
Right.
An argument we had with Norm 15 years ago? 10 years ago? I don't know. A long time ago. And somebody pointed this out because it got played in the open. And it's our Jerry Rice argument. Many years ago, we were going to have Jerry Rice on the show for the SMU Athletic Forum luncheon, I believe.
Sure.
And so we're mixing with Norm before the show, and we're talking about Jerry Rice. And you'll hear it in here. You'll hear the argument. But someone pointed out, hey, there's a Bob Frog. Like, you know Donovan Frog?
Yeah.
Well, there's a Bob Frog in here. You're going to have to listen to quite a bit of it to find the Bob Frog if you're willing to relive our talk with Norm 15 years ago.
We think our buddy Tim Brown's going to be by as well, so I think the 1-2 pretty much in just about every receiving category will be on our show today.
Gee whiz.
Isn't that true? Isn't Brown just about 2 and everything?
Yeah.
I think Chris Carter's in that mix. And
there's a Norm, yeah.
But
not
I think
a frog.
Timmy Brown is right behind Rice. Now, when I say right behind, I mean...
There's nobody right behind Rice.
A long ways behind, but you're next in line.
You know what I wonder? I wonder how many passes Jerry Rice might have caught and he played in one of these grand, unbelievable slinging around offenses like they have today. I mean, he caught a lot of balls in his career, no question.
Well, he was in the West Coast offense.
Yeah, it's not like he played in
this wishbone,
Y.A. Tittle or something.
No, but some of the receiving stats today, you think, oh, that's a pretty good receiver, and you see he's got 90 catches, 100 catches, 110 catches. Wow.
But don't you think it was all born from the West Coast offense?
Yeah, didn't they start slinging it around?
I think it was born from that, yeah.
The 7-yard slant?
Mm-hmm. Problem with him is there are so many other options on that team.
Yeah.
Give it to Waters, give it to Rathman, throw it to Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think that was dismissive?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the last 30 seconds of the argument or no?
That's like the weirdest thing Norm's ever said.
That stands out to me, too. I feel like that was a very bad sports point.
Well, look, you're on several hours a day
for
1,000 years.
If you were looking at, like, your pass percentage back then, we were talking earlier about Zeke, run percentage and all that, I bet you San Francisco had to be up near the top of the league, if not at the top of the league, like...
Yeah, Rice had 176 targets in 95. The league leader last year was Julio Jones with 170.
So, they were the anomaly. They were like the Chargers of the 80s or something,
the
right?
The Bill Walsh
They threw it more than anyone.
The ball more than anyone very often.
And the opening point was...
I think Timmy Brown is right behind Rice now. When I say right behind, I mean...
There's nobody right behind Rice.
A long ways behind, but you're next in line.
You know what I wonder? I wonder how many passes Jerry Rice might have caught had he played in one of these grand, unbelievable sling-it-around offenses like they have today.
Like, so they invented the sling-it-around offense. So he did play in one.
Yeah.
So you, if you're wondering how many catches he would have... Well, just go look at the record books. That's how many he would have had. And dismissive Bob Frog?
Yeah.
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 Norm was involved in both of those.
Wow.
Maybe he induces them.
Yeah.
Don't dig any deeper into this.
How did he induce the Donovan Frog?
Oh, you don't remember?
No, I can't.
It was good.
It was the boom boom thing.
Yeah,
so pulled that as a story.
Pulled
that
as 357.
I don't remember that.
I also don't remember it, and I kind of wondering if mine okay.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah,
you can update your weapons list now. Now in Texas, we can pull out our 357 Magnum instead of the knife. Boom 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 boom. Okay, unload the thing.
Well, all right, fine. <not. laughs>
So he didn't even get to the point.
No,
Donovan just knows when he hears "Hey Donovan."
He was beaten the second his name.
Boy, yeah, only "Hey Donovan" could cause that much of just head down on the table.
All right, last week we played a couple weeks ago, I think we played OJ audio when OJ first joined Twitter. Last week we went over the audio of OJ. Seemingly defending Michael Jackson.
Hey, Twitter world.
Which was odd.
And doing so on an electric golf cart.
So, Jake called for this. He said, we must play this. This is OJ's birthday, and I think he's on his golf cart as well, right?
No, he's on the tee, and he hits it straight and long and then turns to the camera, and that's what you hear at the start.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Twitter world.
Okay, so he loves the drive.
Yeah, kind of admires it for a second. That's what I'm talking about.
How good? He must be amazing at golf. Like, how has he never been in that Tahoe tournament?
Well, Bobby,
received
killing your wife thing. And
yeah, but he's a celebrity. Don't you want to see it? Don't you want to see what he can do against Romo and Charles Barkley?
He's probably saying the same thing to himself as he's on the couch watching that, right?
He'd have the biggest gallery.
I've never been invited to this.
Do you think his galleries would behave?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Juice, did you kill Bill Walsh?
All right, let's hear the Juice.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. You know, it's hard for me to believe that today I'm celebrating my 33rd annual 39th birthday. And I got to tell you, it's been quite a ride. They say in every life some rain must fall. Well, I've had some hurricanes descend in my life, but I thank the Lord because through it all, he's kept me relatively healthy and in good spirits and positive. And that's tough to do today with all the haters on the internet and on cable TV spouting their negative opinions on just about everything. You know, I like what Plato or was it Socrates, he said about opinions that they are not fact. That at the most, they could be a possibility and maybe even a probability. But the facts are, they're not fact. I like the old saying that opinions are like armpits. Everybody got them, and most of the time, they stink. You know, a lot of good things have happened in my 39 years. The other day, I was with my boys watching the internet at a sports bar. And
okay.
I saw one TV, and they had a softball game.
So you're just saying you're not watching the internet at a sports bar on the TV.
You know, I was with my boys.
The other day, I was with my boys watching the internet at a sports bar. And
what? All right, let's let him continue.
The other day, I was with my boys watching the internet at a sports bar. And so I went TV, and they had a softball game, playoffs of the girls' softball, NC2A. And Alabama was playing Texas, and I think the pitcher for Alabama was black, and the leadoff for Texas was black. And I said, now that's something to celebrate, because when I was in school, those schools wouldn't allow blacks to play any sport. Huh. Lately, I saw where Kaepernick pointed out that the Bessie Ross flag was being used by some you know, negative groups as their symbol. Well, I said, don't let the negative win. As far as I'm concerned, that flag represents the birth of America. Hey, one shout out to a buddy of mine.
Oh, he's vlogging.
Hey, look, I got some guys to beat and some cake to eat. Take care.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
just the complete lack of self-awareness.
Boy, there's so much there, though, in every one.
No, he was hitting a lot of topics. It was like PTI, the little thing.
The rundown.
Kept going
what was
down.
The last part?
Little negative group says there.
Oh, yeah. So, no. Okay, so he's kind of saying to Kaepernick, don't tell Nike to take that off.
Right.
Like, don't let the hate groups own that flag. We own that flag. That's Betsy Ross.
Also, shout out to my man, Max.
Oh, yeah, and Max, he's...
Get through it if you can, buddy. Get to Vegas.
Here's a softball take for you real fast.
I got some guys to beat and some cake to eat.
He's got to be off his rocker, right?
Lived through a
like,
few hurricanes.
There's got to be something going on there upstairs.
72.
Yeah,
everything he's been through.
The juice is 72, Dan.
No. He's 33. He's 39 the 33rd time.
Does anyone have a more wide-ranging, like, just life span of highs and lows? Like, there's nobody, right? I mean, he's been in prison.
We all know he's a murderer.
Everybody knows he's a murderer. He's been
he's a hero to millions.
Right.
In a season.
I was fascinated by him as a kid because of that, right?
Sure. In Towering Inferno.
And
Naked Gun.
Naked Gun.
Pushed down the stairs.
While he was the Monday Night Football voice, right?
Yeah. He's truly done it all. He's worn Bruno Mollies to a football game.
Been interviewed by the sports princess.
Killed Bill Walsh. All right. Well, there you go. Happy birthday to the juice, even though it was probably 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's 2:30. It's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Let's talk about America's pastime next.